This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when there are actually two pretty great movies that are making themselves available just this weekend. We'll actually speak to the co-directors of one of them. It is a documentary series, three-part series. So it's not one of those things that requires an investment of 10, 15 hours. There are three different segments, each one 45 minutes long. It's a movie called Murder Among the Mormons. And the two directors were both raised in extremely devout, committed Mormon Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints homes. And both are very sympathetic to the church to this day. So what exactly does this film indicate? It actually exposes a real-life case that many Americans may remember hearing about. Some of the background will become more clear when we speak to Jared Hess, who also is the writer, director, producer of Napoleon Dynamite years ago. Very funny, very touching film. And his colleague on the co-direction of Murder Among the Mormons, plus a big new film with Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel Brosnahan and more coming up on the Medved Show. First up, there were some comments that were made yesterday with a local Texas interview by a former president. That would be George W. Bush. And we haven't heard much from him. And he was actually reacting somewhat belatedly to something that wasn't really that long ago. Certainly less than 3 months ago, we had the storming of the Capitol building, which was a dark day in American history. President George W. Bush put that into some perspective in an interview with Texas Monthly. Listen, this is clip one.
I was sick to my stomach, Evan, to see our nation's capital being stormed by hostile forces. And it really disturbed me to the point where I did put out a statement. And I'm still disturbed when I think about it.
Was the election stolen or not?
No.
And that's pretty clear on the part of George W. Bush. And by the way, I hope that he can help to encourage all Americans, particularly American Republicans, to look beyond those issues. There is the issue that the Democrats are trying to make of expelling Marjorie Taylor Greene. Now, there's a political purpose to this. Because obviously the more they can associate the Republican Party with voices like Marjorie Taylor Greene instead of voices like George W. Bush, or for that matter, Mitch McConnell, or for that matter, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, or for that matter, any number of actual Republicans who are active that you can name, the more they put forward Marjorie Taylor Greene, the more that works in favor of Democrats. So Representative Jimmy Gomez talked about his effort to expel her from Congress on the House floor. But then he got kind of a no vote from an unexpected source. Clip 10.
I take no joy in introducing this resolution, but any member who incites political violence and threatens our lives must be expelled. And I do, and I'll do everything I can in my power to protect our democracy and keep all my colleagues safe.
Okay, but Nancy Pelosi, in her press conference today, wasn't ready to sign on with this effort, which probably means it goes absolutely nowhere. And it deserves to go absolutely nowhere. This is Speaker Pelosi, clip three.
Co-sponsoring a resolution introduced today by Congressman Jimmy Gomez to expel Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from the House. I'm wondering, where does House Democratic leadership stand on that resolution? And do you think that Congresswoman Greene should be punished further in any way for her past comments?
I'm not going to get into that. It was a members are very unhappy about what happened here, and they can express themselves the way they do. What Mr. Gomez did is his own view, and that is not a leadership position.
All right, that is a reasonable position, and it's actually reassuring. More reassuring than part of what you hear and what is supposed to be late-night comedy shows. And there was an interesting exchange between the other half of the Democratic leadership, that meaning not Nancy Pelosi, but Chuck Schumer, who was on in a meeting of the minds with Stephen Colbert, talking about the filibuster. Listen to Colbert's point of view, 8A.
Let's talk about the big, bold change that may be coming to the Senate. The United States is a representative democracy. The Senate might be the least representative part of that government because 45 million more people are represented by only 50% of the senators. The Democrats represent 45 million more people than the Republicans. The filibuster is the least democratic aspect of our least democratic part of our government. Are you going to make changes to it? Because
why? Well, here's what Schumer's answer was. Not quite definitive. This is 8B.
It seems like everybody, including Joe Manchin, seems to be okay with the idea of at least changing what the filibuster means.
Yeah, well, let me say this. What unites our caucus from one end to the other is we need big, bold change. The question is how to go about getting it done. What's the preference? What is that our Republicans join us, that maybe what they did in ARP is no longer the case? And we'll give them a chance. We'll put things on the floor. Because there are a number of my colleagues who say, let's give them a chance. But if they vote no, like they did on the ARP, we cannot let that stop us.
So that's a definite yes. I'll take that as a definite yes. It's going to happen.
Our caucus is going to come together and figure out the best way to get change. But failure is not an option. Change we must.
Okay. When they talk about change, what Joe Biden has favored is what's called the talking filibuster. In other words, when people use the term filibuster, it refers to the old days, like at one point, I think it was Strom Thurmond, the senator then from South Carolina, used to be a Democrat, later in life became a Republican. But Strom Thurmond filibustered against a civil rights bill back at the end of the 1940s, and he held the floor, I believe, for 22 hours, which is almost a record. It used to be that you actually had to hold the floor in order to continue delaying legislation. Then they eliminated that requirement, and now it's basically just a requirement. You need to have 60 votes to get cloture. In other words, to stop debating a topic, you need 60 votes to proceed to a final vote. If they eliminate that requirement, which has been part of Senate procedure for about 200 years, then the Senate becomes more and more indistinguishable from the House of Representatives. And it changes the entire nature of the Senate, which is supposed to require people to compromise and to work together. How do people actually manage to do that more on, for instance, an explosive issue like immigration? With a border crisis being shunted aside by the Biden administration, the House proceeded to vote anyway.
on a fairly decisive move. We'll talk about it coming back on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776.
God help me, I'm addicted to
the Michael MedVed Show.
Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that reveal the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, one of the stories that has not gotten as much attention as I suspected that it would, but deserves a lot more attention is a House vote yesterday where the headline, typical headline, House votes to give millions of dreamers a path to citizenship. Well, it's not just dreamers. It's a total of 4 million people. And the New York Times reports in a near party line vote of 228 to 197, the House first moved to set up a permanent legal pathway for more than 2.3 million undocumented immigrants, including those brought to the United States as children, known as Dreamers, and others granted temporary protective status for humanitarian reasons. Nine Republicans voted yes, together with virtually all of the Democrats. Now, they then went on to vote. Hours later, lawmakers approved a second measure with more bipartisan backing that would eventually grant legal status to close to 1 million farm workers and their families while updating a key agricultural visa program. This time, 30 Republicans, many representing agriculture-heavy districts, joined nearly every Democrat to vote in favor. Do I think it's a good idea to give Dreamers a path to legal status? It would need to be a path that allowed a great deal of time and not to have people cut in ahead in line compared to other people who have tried to do things the legal way and are still being delayed in terms of getting into the United States. I think all of that is necessary, and frankly, the whole term Dreamers comes from a legislation that was introduced almost 30 years ago initially. I mean, it's a long time ago, to try to help people who were brought to the U.S. as children through no fault of their own by parents who were entering the country illegally. There are people here, and it's hundreds of thousands of them, who don't necessarily speak Spanish or anything else, who have grown up in the United States speaking English, who have gone to our public schools, in some cases graduated from our universities. They say that at least 10%, probably more, of the so-called Dreamers actually have college degrees. And they've lived here in the United States, and it's a tremendous failure of Congress and our whole political system that we haven't done anything beyond President Obama's constitutionally dubious executive orders, which then were countermanded by President Trump. And this really should be resolved by Congress. Dick Durbin of Illinois was the original author of what was called the DREAM Act. And it's certainly a good idea to allow people who have lived in the United States virtually all their lives since their childhood, who want to be part of the American experience, who want to have legal status, who want to be able to continue living their lives and doing productive work, some of them as first responders in the middle of COVID. Why not? Well, there's a question of timing here. And I would say that the Democrats ought to know better. There needs to be something that I think Lindsey Graham understands. And Lindsey Graham is one of those Republicans who in the past has supported comprehensive immigration reform. And Lindsey Graham was asked about the House passing these two bills and getting people's hopes up and helping people. What he said is there is no pathway for anything right now. Asked about a pathway for citizenship. Now, why not right now? Because we have the Biden administration that is not sending clear messages about border security. Part of the whole idea of immigration reform, and this has always been the case, and it's extraordinarily important that people get this right, is that you begin immigration reform by starting with border security first. The one thing you don't want to do is to amplify the kind of misleading messages that people got from some of the Democratic rhetoric in the campaign and some of the rhetoric, frankly, of the Biden administration since President Biden took the oath of office. In other words, if you are sending out a message to the world that if you come to this country and you even go across the border being brought by smugglers and you listen to the smugglers, what the smugglers are saying with the coyotes and the evil people who are charging typically $6,000 to $8,000 a person for destitute people to sneak them into the United States, they're saying, oh, no problem, Biden's in now. You're going to get legal status. That has to stop, because the one big opposition, the one big negative about President Reagan's amnesty, and they did call it amnesty in those days because it was that it would encourage further immigration. And when that bill was actually Simpson-Mazzoli, it was called, after Alan Simpson and of Wyoming in the Senate and Roman Mazzoli of Kentucky in the House, both Republicans, they passed this bill because it was supposed to come together with workplace enforcement so that anybody who came in illegally after the bill was passed would simply not have that attraction of a job that was appealing to them. Now, right now, there's no such message. There's no attempt to balance a path to legal status, a path to citizenship, and what many people might see as an incentive to further illegal entry. You have to balance anything like that with a very clear message that this will not apply to people who respond to these changes, if they are made, by crossing the border illegally. The Democrats in favor of eliminating or altering the filibuster believe the accumulating pressure behind these bills could help break the dam for changing Senate rules to do away with the 60-vote requirements for defeating the procedural tactic and allow legislation to pass with a simple majority. See, this is very problematic because I don't really believe that this vote in the House yesterday was, it's something that is not going to help people. It's going to help send more confusing messages, which is why it is so extraordinarily important that there actually be some attempt to work together on this issue. And there are undoubtedly Republicans, including the 30 Republicans in the House who voted for the second half of this bill yesterday, who could work with President Biden. Speaking of people working together, two directors worked together on a remarkable documentary about one of the most spectacular cases of disputed documents. Were they forged? We will get to that and more with the co-directors of Murder Among the Mormons, coming up on The Medved Show.
Love your show.
The Michael Medved Show.
I give it 4 stars.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden and Vice President Harris went to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention campus in Atlanta. The president said science needs to take the lead because more pandemics could happen.
We can build all the walls we want. We can have the most powerful armies in the world. We can, but we cannot stop. We cannot stop these viruses other than be aware where they are and move quickly on them when we find them.
The president also spoke with members of the Asian American community following this week's deadly shootings that left 8 people dead, including 6 women of Asian descent. The U.S. has now cleared President Biden's goal of administering 100 million doses of coronavirus vaccine more than a month before his target date of his 100th day in office. The president said the country could hit 200 million doses in his original time frame. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For me to help bring this week to an end with something I've been looking forward to all week. There's a great offering on Netflix right now, now streaming. It's a 3-part documentary series. But don't let that put you off. It really reads like a movie, partially because one of the co-directors is the triumphant director of Napoleon Dynamite, which so many people loved, including me. The new movie, the new documentary series, is called Murder Among the Mormons. It's now streaming on Netflix. It's 3 episodes. I ended up watching all 3 episodes, boom, all at once, because I couldn't really look away. The co-directors are Jared Hess, who previously directed Napoleon Dynamite, Nacho Libre, Masterminds, and much more, and an acclaimed documentarian who I had met before years ago named Tyler Meesom, who has previously directed documentaries including An Honest Liar and Sons of Perdition. Congratulations to both of you on Murder Among the Mormons.
Thank you, Michael. Excited
Thanks,
to be
Mike.
Here.
Appreciate it.
Heartfelt. Okay, let me ask you a major question, and I want to set up what the movie is about without giving away any of its surprises. There are 3 bombings, 2 of which were fatal, back in the 1980s, and they were involved with some controversial documents that were in the process of being purchased by the Mormon Church, and they were documents that it turns out, and this was in the international news, were faked, and they were documents that made the church look bad. Why do you think the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in Utah was so willing to accept documents that it turned out, and there are a lot of them, that turned out later to be forgeries.
You know, I think the biggest thing is that they were all authenticated by experts in the church at large, as far as the documents historically checking out, forensically they checked out, you know, the paper and the ink seemed to be of the era, and the handwriting checked out, and then also the content of what it was checked out historically, even though it was kind of a skeleton in the closet of the church, you know, as it dealt with a lot of it dealing with Joseph Smith and his connection to folk magic in rural upstate New York, things that contradicted the faith-promoting history for sure and kind of gave a different account of the church's origins. And so the church, I think historians there were aware that Joseph Smith participated in folk magic and money digging and those things, but they didn't, you know, I think the membership at large only knew kind of the faith-promoting history that incorporated very Christian familiar terms that felt safe, like God and angels, and this just gave a completely different account. And so it was, you know, put them, I think, on the defensive, like, gosh, we got to check this out. Want to scoop this up and kind of put it away before we can find the context that makes sense as we present it, or whatever kind of publicity spin they would want to give it to the membership, but also try and understand it because it was proved to be authentic. So, again, the experts, I think, validating it played a huge role in the church accepting it.
Those experts included experts from outside the church. One of the things about this story that is so remarkable that I didn't realize was that the center of the story is Mark Hoffman, who ends up being the individual who forged these documents. And he was an Eagle Scout. He had gone on his mission with the church. But one of the things that your series reveals is that he's somebody who apparently for years had actually been someone who had a hostile feelings toward the church in which he was raised.
Mark Hoffman, the subject of the film, he lived an entire life of deception. And as we reveal in the film, at the age of 14, he changed the mint mark on a coin, a simple penny, and he sent it into the U.S. Treasury Department, and they verified it as genuine. And so for a 14-year-old boy to pull a fast one, not on his parents or his teacher, but on the United States Treasury, I think that set him on the path of, I enjoy this feeling of fooling people. He was, and this is a bit of a spoiler alert in the film, I suppose, but he was a remarkable forger. And it wasn't just signatures that he forged. It was entire letters and documents and historical records and journals and even photographs and currency. He was really, really remarkable at it. So throughout this run he had, he literally forged dozens and dozens of high-profile documents that were verified as genuine by everyone from the FBI to Sotheby's to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to top-notch document authenticators. So he really had this need to, I guess, trick people and keep secrets as he did. And one of his intents was to, in his own way, as a wolf in sheep's clothing, professing to be a good Mormon, he was finally trying to reveal some inner truths about the Mormon church. And he did it by creating these documents and the church leadership buying them and in some cases possibly hiding them away from the public.
In terms of the film, what makes the film so remarkable is you speak to all of the people, except for Mark Hoffman, who are central to this story, and they all come out as very vivid, individualized personalities. But that's real people talking about their recollections. Is there anybody in that group who stood out to you as particularly sympathetic and credible and honorable in dealing with this whole collection of lies and misunderstandings and deceptions stemming from Mark Hoffman?
Yeah, I mean, you know, pretty much everyone that was close to Mark ended up being a victim of him on some level. They were deceived by him for years, whether it was his, you know, ex-wife, Dory Olds, or, you know, people that he was very close to who treated him like a son or a brother. I think Al Rust, who was the coin dealer that ended up financing a lot of things for Mark, just salt of the earth human being, and, you know, at the end of it all, after having been deceived and financially ruined by Mark Hoffman, you know, he, in the film, he says that, "I talked to Mark Hoffman's father, who was going to visit him at prison, and I told him to tell Mark that I forgive him, and I just need to move on with my life." And it was just this powerful story of forgiveness and redemption in light of, you know, just being totally taken by him and financially ruined and having to start over, that he was willing to forgive such an evil guy and move on was something that was very shocking, I think, to me and Tyler, and something we didn't anticipate in the interview. But, yeah, he was definitely an individual that we were really inspired by.
And that's Jared Hess speaking. And Tyler and Jared, if you were to summarize what we can take away from the film in a sentence, one sentence, that is a message for Americans in 2021, Tyler, what would it be?
I think we live at a time when facts are readily accessible to us, even more so than ever. Regardless, and despite that, we as humans can continue to be fooled by individuals. And our film shows the story of a number of individuals who were filmed by a brilliant con man. And I think it's important that all of us look a little bit deeper at what we may be presented in front of us, regardless of where it may come from.
What a powerful and appropriate message. Jared, your message that you'd like to convey through this film?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of echoes what Tyler just said, but nobody is immune to deception. We're all vulnerable to it, and in a world of misinformation, we just have to take a really close look at the narratives that we choose to live by.
Well, how beautifully said, and what important messages in both cases from Tyler Meesom and Jared Hess, who are the co-directors of a stunning new documentary series. It's a three-part series that is well worth watching. It's streaming now on Netflix. And one of the things I should mention, you're both raised in the Church of Jesus Christ of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, and the film is not a hit job on the church at all. And in fact, I think people will come out with sympathy for a lot of the people of faith who are involved with the LDS Church and were victimized, as you say, by a truly brilliant Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. As the nation pivots from the Trump administration to the reality of the Biden administration, Americans seem divided as never before. What does our country even believe in common anymore? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. This institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, for religious liberty, for freedom of conscience, for family, for limited government, for free markets, for our nation's Judeo-Christian heritage. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com, and you will see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College in Pennsylvania. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. There are lots of them. You can find all this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's faithandfreedom.com. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Everybody enjoys a spectacular weekend with a little bit of spring in the air in most parts of the country. And, there are other weather developments that might not be so positive. But as we're approaching spring, this is our last Sabbath before the Passover holiday really kicks in, because next Sabbath we go directly from the Sabbath right into Passover. It means Easter's coming up. And you know what? Things are looking up. It is a season of rebirth. The nation is beginning to open up, and one of the facilities that is opening up more than ever before is movie theaters. There are a bunch of them that are opening their doors again. And for those of us who care about actually seeing movies in person on a big screen, particularly if you're vaccinated successfully, might be a good time to check out the latest from Hollyweird. And I want to begin by talking about what is the best movie released today. I say that without hesitation, and it actually could end up being one of the best movies of 2021. It's a film called The Courier, and it stars Benedict Cumberbatch and Rachel Brosnahan, and a really remarkable actor from Georgia that I had never heard of, named Merab Ninidze. But he plays a Russian bureaucrat, high ranking in the GRU and the KGB and more, a former colonel in the Russian army. He's actually in 1961 concerned that Russia is going to start a worldwide nuclear war. And the problem he has is how he can get information to people in the West. And that depends upon a very ordinary English businessman named Greville Wynne. This is a true story. The businessman is played by Benedict Cumberbatch, and all of a sudden he's approached by Rachel Brosnahan of the CIA and people from MI6 in Britain on a very dangerous mission. Listen.
I can't believe I'm actually having lunch with spies. I'm just a salesman.
Exactly. You're civilians, the KGB won't be watching.
It would be a real service to Great Britain.
What do you want me to do?
Well, I'd be putting myself in danger.
This mission was the least bit dangerous.
You really are the last man we'd send.
Everyone you meet, assume they're KGB. Every Russian is an eye of the state.
Okay, the film is spellbinding, and there was a good Spielberg movie a couple of years ago called Bridge of Spies, which had to do with a Russian spy in the United States and a trade that was made. It's also based on a true story. This is much closer to history, and it really does capture some of the craziness of the Cold War in a way that you actually learn something. The background is the Cuban Missile Crisis, because these are events in 1961, 62. The real Greville Wynn, who you see pictures of him at the end of the film, it's worth staying to the end for that purpose, and also because you simply can't leave. It is spellbinding, it is atmospheric, it is flawlessly acted, and the kind of film that redeems some of your faith in the abilities of movies in the style of a Jean Le Carré thriller to help give you a different perspective on the truth and on what heroism ultimately really means. Check it out. 4 stars for The Courier. It's rated PG-13. Though there are scenes of violence by the Soviet state and torture by the Soviet state that are pretty tough to watch, it might be more appropriately rated R. Another film that is released this weekend, and it's also released in theaters, and is an independent movie called Long Weekend. And none of the names associated with the film are particularly well known, except for Damon Wayans Jr., who's in a supporting role. But the romantic couple at the beginning of at the center of the story are extremely well played by very gifted performers named Finn Wittrock, who plays a writer who's battling depression and mental illness and a painful breakup, and a mystery girl who comes into his life with a very strange secret that I won't even begin to hint to you. She's played by a terrific new actress who's going to be a star named Zoe Chow. Listen.
I met a girl.
You met a girl? I came to town to, I don't know, escape?
I had some emotional problems, and now I'm broke. My life is in total shambles.
Do you want to do shots?
Are you real?
You don't know everything about me.
Something's going on with this girl.
There's a reason I was drawn to you.
Okay, yes, there is. And the reason she's traveling around with big purses full of thousands of dollars in cash. The film is surprising because, again, it's people, it's directed and written by Stephen Bassalone. It has plot twists that keep you around and actually has characters with whom you are deeply sympathetic, which is made possible by tremendously charismatic actors and their performances. 3 stars for Long Weekend. And this should not be confused with an earlier 1978 film. It's one in theaters right now. It is rated R because some of the sexual scenes are lushly romantic and R-rated. Also available this weekend is that film I was talking about, and it's not really a film, it's a documentary series, A Murder Among the Mormons. We were just speaking to the directors. And the film tells a story of Mark Hoffman, who was this documents dealer back in the 1980s, and who tried to sell a series of documents that raised real questions about the Mormon Church. Listen.
The only way to keep a secret between two people is to kill one of them. It's kind of true.
The state of Utah has long been the home of the Mormons.
They are driven by history, and they want to preserve documents.
Mark Hoffman found document after document
worth $1.5 million.
Religion sometimes breeds amongst people some extreme.
Panic began to ensue because 2 bombs suggest a serial killer.
Then the shock came.
Okay, the shock I will preserve, and it's spellbinding to watch, as we were indicating in the interview. Four stars for Murder Among the Mormons. It's for adults only, because some of the footage is disturbing, including some details of violence. It's all true, and what's fascinating to me is how it reflects the honorable dealing of many people with some folks who were deeply, deeply dishonorable. Finally, speaking of folks who are deeply dishonorable, there's a movie that is streaming widely that is nominated for Best Picture, it's nominated for Best Actor, it's nominated for Best Supporting Actor. It is called The Sound of Metal. It's about a drummer who loses his hearing, so he can't perform any further in his hard metal, heavy metal concerts. Listen.
Your hearing is deteriorating rapidly.
We'll come back. Till then, Lou, we just keep going, okay?
No.
Lou, you know, turn him on and see what it's like, okay? I'm going to be like a clip track. You can play to me.
I can't hear you. Do you understand me? I can't. I'm deaf.
Okay. The film is remarkable. It will win at least one Oscar, almost certainly, for sound design, because you actually, when you watch the film, you can experience how Riz Ahmed's character, Ruben, in the film, is experiencing his hearing loss. But the pain and the difficulty, which is all very vividly conveyed, is all in service of characters who, for the most part, are deeply dislikable. And I found it difficult to connect with the film because the main character, who's wonderfully well played, seems like someone who's particularly hard to root for. Olivia Cooke, who also appeared in the film Pixie, which I actually enjoyed somewhat more, is also in the film. It's very much rated R, 2.5 stars for Sound of Metal. Coming up Monday, there is a great deal to talk about, including the firing of 5 White House staffers and dozens more who have been suspended. Why? Because of past marijuana use. This is the Biden administration. And Jennifer Heinel's husband filed for divorce after she allegedly stormed the Capitol. Why? Well, it has to do with where her husband worked in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. 800-633-1378. That's 800-633-1378.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.